when that resolution was passed and I was there, I mean, I don't think anybody ever breathed a word about eavesdropping, about surveillance. I mean, it really, that wasn't the point at all. In fact, the administration asked initially for more and broader authority than it got, because the resolution itself refers to those who instigated the 9/11 attacks or those who harbored. And this is a very different thing in my view. And not just my view, the bipartisan, nonpartisan Congressional Research Service analyzed the administration's arguments and said that they thought it was very unlikely a court would rule that Congress had authorized this program by the passage of that act. Now, of course, you know, ultimately, I guess the courts will have to decide.
We're talking with Tom Allen, 1st District Congressman, ahead of a town forum in Bangor this evening called Is This Your America? It's fronted by the Maine Civil Liberties Union. Tom, it seems like this all comes down maybe to semantics. It's how you define the word unreasonable. How do you define the word unreasonable?
The way it's been defined is not, has been essentially, you need a warrant to conduct surveillance. The FISA court was set up to get, so that at least you could go ahead without a warrant, but you had to come in and get one within 72 hours after you had, the government had begun surveillance.
Well, can I ask you something?
So take that rule with respect to every sort of fact situation out there. You have to have sort of some general rule, and the general rule has been if the government's going to spy on Americans, eavesdrop on us, they need to get a warrant first.
Well, let me follow up and ask you, when was that established?
It's been established over two centuries of court rulings and congressional action.
Okay,
and
that's two centuries. But back then, information spread at the speed of the town crier in the middle of the city, ringing a bell, shouting out information. Information moves a whole lot faster these days, and we need to be faster on the draw if we're going to keep up with these people that would want to do harm in the United States.
Then why did the president say before this program was revealed, why did the president explicitly say that if there's been any eavesdropping, if there's been surveillance, we're talking about a warrant? Why did he say that? He said, you can be sure we're talking about a warrant. We've gone and gotten a warrant. He repeated this before this program was revealed and exposed. He was out there telling the American people that, you know, any program like this would always be conducted pursuant to warrants obtained from courts.
When?
We would not have known this had the New York Times not broken the story. Is that correct?
That's right. And the story, the sources for the story come from within the agency itself, because the people involved understood that this was a major break with our legal tradition.
I'm talking with Tom Allen, 1st District Congressman. So at this evening's forum that's